suddenly a switch that you can either turn on and off, and it seems to be the case around the league that runners are gashing defenses, that tackling is just not what it used to be.
Well, Nick, I can speak from personal knowledge on this. When I played with Randy Gradishar and Bobby Swinson and Joe Rizzo and Louie Wright, and it's just a great group of guys, Reuben Carter, and great people. Really, I love them, neat people. We were an excellent tackling team because we tackled. We tackled in practice. We tackled in camp. We tackled, you know, on Thursday, Wednesday.
Were your full pads on Thursday?
I'm talking about having some full speed tackling. We're going to do some inside the five for fun. For fun. I mean, it was fun. and a goal line drill called the head bump drill. This thing where you would have a guy dive over the goal line, perceived goal line. We would have somebody go spear that guy. And it made us a great goal line team.
You were the best goal line team in the NFL for probably five, six years.
Really, really good. And I talk to coaches now, and this is a product of the game we play now. You cannot afford to tackle with guys the way we tackled. You can't practice it. And what is it that you believe you're going to do well that you don't practice? There are not many things in life that you will do well that you don't practice. Tackling is like anything else. If you're going to be a good tackling team, and I'm not talking about killing your teammate, but I have seen when the Baltimore Ravens, all the way from their Super Bowl year, and I'm sure they're doing the same thing now, that team practices at a speed that's pretty intense. They don't knock guys to the ground, but they're running at people. They're giving them a good
close
bump
to game
when they
speed.
Hit them. Huh?
Close to game speed.
Yeah. Close as we can get without hurting each other.
Killing each other.
That's right. And so when they get in games, I'm not surprised that they're highly aggressive, good tacklers. It's just the nature of the beast. But, you know, coaches have explained it to me. If you're paying a guy $4 million, the last thing that you want to see is that guy go down in a goal line drill where you're running full speed. You just can't afford to do it. Can't explain it to ownership. Can't explain it to the GM. You know, so they tend to go out. They go half speed, and then all of a sudden, when you get to the day of the game, and it's Larry Johnson coming at you, and you have no. You have no mental background to work with. We don't have any information on how to bring that guy down. You know, I did it enough in my life: head up, head in front, wrap with the arms, drive through, butt up under you, and make something happen, and come through aggressively and hold on tight. And you know, that's something that I practiced enough where it became second nature to me. I've actually been pleasantly surprised at the Cincinnati Bengals have shown this newfound ability to tackle, because I think that, you know, as you improve and improve and improve with the offense that they have, they're going to be a pretty darn good football team.